the Stasiaki Bayan, and you all must have heard of the number of janazas that took place in the past week, accidents, being shot at, one student was struck to death. And I said, from all these outfits, that I was hiding on the head with Iman, Izzet, and Afia. Qadi Sahib says that whenever some difficulty comes, then all you need to do is to recite, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And you should just remember what Hazrat Farooq radiallahu anhu has said, that if there is no harm to your deen, then it's a situation for being happy, because the worldly difficulty is nothing compared to if there was a difficulty with regard to our deen. So that worldly difficulty will be kafara for our sins. Gunahon ko mita rahi hai, darjaat buland ho rahi hai. It is a compensation for our sins, and it's a means of elevation in the year after. Koi gham karne ki baat nahi, it's not something to grieve over. बीच में एक पर्दा पड़ा हुआ है, जहाँ पर्दा हटा और हम वहाँ पहुँचे, वो तो पहले से वहाँ है, जमा हो गए। और इन हालात में अजीजों के हवा की इतला होती है, अहादीस में सरातन मौजूद है कि जुजी जुजी की इतला दी जाती है। अगर अजीजों के अच्छे हवाल होते हैं तो वो खुश होते हैं और दुआ करते हैं कि या अल्लाह उन्हें और तरक्की दे। तो as far as the mayyat is concerned, as far as the person that's deceased is concerned, all that has happened is that there's a curtain that has been drawn between the deceased and us. That's all. What is there to grieve over if it is just a curtain between us and them? And if we go to Kabristan, वो तो पहले से वहाँ है, हम वहाँ पहुँचे, जमा हो गए, जो और गैदर थे, और उन हालात में हजरत के अहवाल की इतला होती है, एंड इन दैट सिचुएशन वेयर दे आर इन्फॉर्म्ड ऑफ द सिचुएशंस ऑफ देयर फ्रेंड्स। इट इज क्लियरली स्टेटेड इन द हदीस शरीफ दैट ह्यूजली डिटेल्ड अकाउंट इज गिवन टू देम ऑफ देयर फ्रेंड्स, एंड इफ द फ्रेंड्स आर डूइंग समथिंग दैट इज गुड, देन दे आर happy and they make dua that, oh Allah, give them progress in the good they are doing. अगर बुरे आमाल पेश होते हैं तो वो गमकीन होते हैं, मगर शफकत से दुआ करते हैं कि फलां को उस वक्त मौत न दे दीजिए जब तक उनकी हालत की इतना हो जाए। I think we read this before, but it's worth repeating. So if the news reaches them that a certain friend of theirs is not involved in good deeds, but he's sort of straight and is involved in sayyi'at, then they get grieved at this. But the affection for their friends are such that they still make dua that, oh Allah, do not cause him to die until his islah has not taken place, his condition has not improved. Saleh bani, that he becomes a pious person. कोई और दुआएं भी मांगते हैं तो ये वो है, तो वो आपसे जुड़ा नहीं है और ना आप उनसे जुड़ा है, सिर्फ एक बारीक सा पर्दा बीच में पड़ा हुआ है। सो दे ऑल्सो मेक दुआ एंड ऑन दिस साइड यू आर सेइंग इशारे सवाब, सो देर इज नो, इट्स जस्ट अ वेरी फाइन कर्टन दैट हैज बीन ड्रॉन बिटवीन those who are living and those who have passed away. जब वो जहाँ हटा बस आप भी करीब और वो भी करीब, जहाँ ऐसे के लिए गम उठाने की जरूरत नहीं। एंड इफ दैट कर्टन वॉज बी लिफ्टेड देन यू आर विल बी इवन क्लोजर, सो दिस इज नथिंग टू ग्रीव ओवर। अगर कहीं मुल्क कतर होकर चला जाए तब तो गम करें, वी आर आदमी, और जब पास ही पास मौजूद है, बीच में सिर्फ पर्दा ताना हुआ है तो उसमें ज्यादा कम करने की जरूरत नहीं. सो काली साहब इस ट्राइंग एक्चुअली टू कंसोल द पीपल वे ही इज प्रेजेंट विद समबडी हैज पास्ड अवे एंड ही सेज इफ अ पर्सन इज रियली वेरी फार सेपरेटेड देन वी वांट टू ग्रीव बट इफ अ पर्सन इज नॉट सो फार इज जस्ट सॉर्ट ऑफ नियर बाय देयर इज जस्ट अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ अ कर्टन बिटवीन यू एंड दैट पर्सन सो व्हाट इज देयर टू ग्रीव अबाउट. अगर गम करे तो आदमी अपना गम करे. इफ यू वांट टू ग्रीव देन ग्रीव ओवर योरसेल्फ. This is the point Kaisap is trying to make, that as far as the deceased is concerned, we can improve the situation by Isarisawa, by doing some good deed and get them to get Isarisawa. But what about us? What is our situation that we can feel reassured that we are not going to be punished in any way? So if we have to grieve about ourselves, hamara anjaam kya hoga, what will our end result be? Marne wale ka kya kaam, wo to apni thakane par pahunch gaya. What grief have they got? They have already reached the situation that they strive for. Agar apna gham hoga to dusre ka gham halka ho jayega. And if you are worried about yourself, then the grief for others will be less. There is an Arabic poem that he is mentioned here. Yani mere guna itne hain ki mujhe shama karne ki fursat nahi. Ummeed ke gunaon ko kahan shama karna karta karunga. The poet says that I have got so many sins on my head that I am unable to estimate or make a list of it. Where have I got any chance or hope of looking at the sins of others? Let's talk then. Carry on with our mindfulness of Hazrat Prabhat Lale that Mola Allah to some has prepared. Hazrat was speaking about Tilawat or Quran Sharif, and Hazrat mentioned this dua: Allahumma inni asuka an ta'jal Quran rabbiya qalbi wa nura basri wa jilawa huzni wa zihab hamdi. And Hazrat was just speaking about the first part of it, that the dua is, Ya Allah, us apne kalam ko mere dil ki bahar bana lijiye, rabbiya qalbi. So Hazrat says that Rasulullah ﷺ is making this dua, that this Quran Sharif should be a means of bringing greenery, freshness into my heart, just like it happens in the month Musam Rabi, in the spring months, as the earth gets revigorated. Lafz Rabi istimal farmaya. The word that has been used is Rabi, which is spring, the season, spring. What does it mean? Kya matlab? Mera dil hamesha bahar mein rahe. My heart should always be verdant. It should always be flourishing. It also always be green, like spring. Us par khazana aaye. Samjhi baat aayi ya nahi? Autumn shouldn't come. It shouldn't become dry. It shouldn't become lifeless. My heart should be invigorated by my reading the Quran Sharif. Ab din hai ya raat, din jab Rabi Bahar ka zamana hota hai tab tarwatazgi har jagah sab nazar aati hai. Hazrat Salam ne kaha ajeeb baat farmaya, Allahumma inni asuka an tajala Quran Rabi qalbi. Ye Allah apne is kalam ko jab qiraat ho तो क्या बना दे मेरी कल की बहार. अब समझ लो, जब दस बदस कुरातन शुरू होती है तो दिन में बाहर आई या नहीं, बाहर आने चाहिए या नहीं आनी चाहिए, दो चार दिन के लिए नहीं, दो चार वक्त के लिए नहीं, बल्कि तो हमेशा के लिए। So our Hazrat says that when spring comes, it doesn't come just for one day. It's there all the time. The spring is there all the time. The whole area becomes green, it's flourishes, it's verdant. So what an amazing dua Rasulullah has made, that, oh Allah, with this kalam, with this, when I read this qiraat, then let it be a means of making my heart verdant like spring. And therefore must try and understand that, or assess when you start reading the Quran Sharif, whether this has happened to your heart or not. Whether this spring, this verdancy, this freshness should come into your heart or not. Not for one or two days, but it should be for always. Qiraatun fi salah. You to waqiya waqt qiraatun fi salah kahin. Ittilaq bila kisi ke hai. Malum hua ki zaat bhai ta'ala ne huzur salam ki darfaz karke hua hamesha hamesha apne kalb ko Quran paak ki bahar banana chahte hai. So, Hazrat says, this is not during the time only of salah. It's not when you just reading Quran Sharif, when you making your namaz, not only for that period that you want that freshness to come into you, but this dua is such, there are no conditions attached to it. In other words, Hazrat says that this Quran Sharif should be read in such a way that it should refresh in the heart always. Jahan kahin bhi raho, kya namaz, kya zamane ki kehte, हमारे मकान की कह दें, इफ्तार की कह दें और गिफ्तार की कह दें, नहीं। So Hazrat is asking all these rhetorical questions, is that this is absolute statement. It's not restricted by time, it's not restricted by place, it's not restricted by your habitation, but not restricted by your moving about, it's not restricted by your interacting with other people. It's meant to be there always. So the whole idea, the whole thing is that we should, whenever we read the Quran Sharif, this niyat or intention should be there, that, oh Allah, enlighten my heart, make it with nur, refreshen it, like you refresh the earth during the time of spring and everything flourishes, let the Quran Sharif that I'm reading, let it do the same thing to my heart, not for this time only, but for always. Not during the time I'm sitting with Quran Sharif, not only the time when I'm standing in namaz reading Quran Sharif, but it should be always. میں کہہ رہی ہوں گے نیکسٹ محفوظ سلوک کا حاصل یہ ہے کہ شریعت طبیعت اور طبیعت تفویت ہو جائے. This is a quite a unique way of putting it. This is what is this tasawuf that we're speaking about. The essence, the crux of this tasawuf is that shariat becomes your tabiat. And your tabiat becomes childlike. This set me thinking now. Before I read the whole explanation, I'm wondering now, what is the meaning that, you know, the tabiat will become like that of a child? I always speak about second childhood. Before I was a grandfather, when people spoke about second childhood, they meant people who are old, who are senile, now just like a child. He's got no control of his bladder. When you get very old, you've got no control of the bladder. A child has got no teeth. When you get old, all your teeth fall out. So this is actually what is meant by the phrase second childhood. And becoming grandfather, I put another meaning onto second childhood. Second childhood is that child, second childhood is that childhood that you play with grandchildren, you play the games you didn't play in your first time. And there's a lot to learn, and they learn faster than you. And they'll show you what, how to teach. Okay, so next thing, what has this means when he speaks about childhood? فَرْمَانَ شَرِيَتْ تَبْيَتْ اَفْتِتَبْ تَفْلِيَتْ كَا كَا مَتْلَبْ What does this mean? That the shariat must become your tabiat, and your tabiat must become tafuliyat, must become like a child. یعنی مخلوق سے نظر انداز اس سے نظر انداز کہ کوئی کیا کرے گا کیوں It means that your gaze should not be on the creation. You should not consider, you mustn't think, what is it that people are going to say? Why am I saying this? Hazrat explains, kya bache ki nazar duniya par hoti hai? Ki koi kya kahega? Is the child's gaze on the dunya that what will people say? And we had the demonstration here. They come and they just read, they are not worried whether there is a mufti around or a qari around or who is around, we are going to judge them, we are going to give them marks or anything. They come and quite naturally they do what they want to. Right. Quite naturally, they couldn't be bothered who is sitting, who is not sitting here. So this is what our visit is meaning. That the child will be acts naturally. This is part of the of childhood, that they act completely naturally. And they're not bothered about who's around them. When they're playing a game, they couldn't be bothered who's around. They're playing their game. You know, they make believe games, for example. Right? And they play, you know, they're busy cooking this, cooking that, and making this and making that, all make believe. And we couldn't be bothered what people think that it's real or not real. They're enjoying themselves, they're into their games. Right? So this is what our husband is trying to say. बच्चे की नजर दुनिया पर होती है कोई क्या कहेगा खाम खा रो रहा है और खाम खा गिर रहा है हंस रहा है क्या नहीं हंसा सो आल्सो समटाइम्स जस्ट फॉर नो रीजन दे स्टार्ट क्राइंग फॉर नो रीजन दे स्टार्ट लाफिंग न मालूम कौन हंस रहा है तो ठीक इसी तरह से तबीयत तफूलियत हो गई है सो In the same way, our temperaments should become like that. Kabhi hans raha hai, kabhi ro raha hai. Sometimes it must be happy and laughing, and sometimes it must be sad and crying. To sadik hai man mein, sufi kabhi hans raha hai, kabhi ro raha hai. So the sadik, in the true meaning of being a sufi, sometimes he's crying, sometimes he's laughing. कोई क्या कहेगा उसकी कुछ परवाह नहीं What people will say is not at all bothered. And this laughing and crying obviously is not like the laughing and crying of a child, but this is because of his ta'alluq with Allah. His ta'alluq of Allah is such that he feels imbust, he feels happy, he feels cheerful. Sometimes he is in cups and he feels sad and depressed. And this is his personal relationship with Allah. So he couldn't be bothered about what people say about him when he's in that particular heart. But shariat lazim hona chahiye. Tabiyat ke liye aur tabiyat ke liye lazim hona chahiye tafuliyat. But this condition is there. That your tabiyat, whatever is done, must be under the control of the Shariat. The Tabiat must be under the control of Shariat. In other words, whatever you do must be within the confines of the Shariat. It mustn't exceed the bounds of the Shariat. And the Tabiat ke liye lazim hona hai chahiye tawfiyat aur lazim ka lazim lazim वो शरीयत के अंदर हो जाना चाहिए तो तफ़रीयत यानी मखलूक से नज़रअंदाज लिहाजा सलूक ईशो के मुस्तगज़ा हर मखलूक से नज़रअंदाज So what our Hazrat is trying to say basically, by trying to draw a picture, a scenario where we can sort of more or less understand what he's trying to get at, by looking at children, how natural they are, how they are not bothered about who's around them. So as far as the Salih is concerned, he should have such a strong ta'alluq with Allah that whatever he does is controlled under the Sharia. He doesn't do anything that is outside the bounds of the Sharia. And he should be with such an attitude as that of a child, that he shouldn't be bothered about what people say and what people don't say. His gaze should not be on those around him. If I sit on the floor and eat, you know, what are my in-laws going to say? You know, what are my cousins going to say? You know, what this person going to say? What that person going to say? So all these thoughts must not enter his mind. If he knows that Sharia requires you to sit on the floor and eat, you can do it, irrespective of where you eat. Making namaz, when you time comes for namaz. And this is seen very much with the Middle East people, that when it comes to namaz, wherever they are, in the restaurant, no matter where they are, they should go and they make namaz. And we've seen this, that no matter where they are, they take out the musalla, or where we keep it, start making the namaz. So namaz is so much ingrained in those people. They're not, we're a bit shy to just go out and make namaz anyway. Which reminds me of what this Christian priest told Mullah Abdul Hamid said, that this salat of yours, it has a tremendous effect on us. So don't give up that salat, don't give up your Islamic dress, don't give up your azan. These things affect non-Muslims to a tremendous extent. So one will not worry about who's watching, who's not watching. When it's time for salah, we make our salah. Of course, making sure, of course, that we don't inconvenience other people and we don't cause an unnecessary taklif. I heard of somebody in the plane, the person was making namaz and reading long surahs, nafil namaz. I don't know where you got that idea. And there's a big queue waiting behind you to make their first namaz. So in such a situation, of course, you're going to see what the situation is. You're going to read short surahs so they can give, not inconvenience other people, and give them also a chance. So these are all different situations that one has to take into account. So we will not, our gaze will not be on the people, what they say, what don't say. But on the other hand, we won't be so absorbed in what we are doing that we are inconveniencing others or usurping their rights or not fulfilling their rights. So this is a balance. This is a balance that we have to keep, and it's very important to bear this in mind. Allah Ta'ala may is sahih to look at Husumit to feel is there a pedal for Mare. So he's making dua that may Allah Ta'ala create in us this type of tafuliyat of childhoodness or childlikeness in sahih suluk, in trying to attain the correct suluk. So that's the end of that. In particular, my push. Deal with another one. This is some advice to people who come to the Khanqah. Khanqah mein kaun si cheez aa rahi hai uska hasil maa kya? What type of transactions of business or commerce do you carry out in the Khanqah? Arshad farmaya ki ye Africa nahi hai. Ye Hazrat says that this is not Africa. Speaking about Jalalabad itself, the Khanqah, the Majid Khanqah, this is not Africa. ये दुनियावी कारोबार तिजारत की जगह नहीं, दिस इज नॉट अ प्लेस फॉर मटीरियल बिजनेस एंड वर्क, ये यहाँ दुनिया की तिजारत नहीं होती, हियर वी आर नॉट डीलिंग इन एनी कमर्शियल एक्टिविटीज, वर्ल्डली एक्टिविटीज, वो अफ्रीका में होगी या मुंबई में होगी या लंदन में होगी, वो यहाँ नहीं है. सो दिस इज दिस दिस बिजनेस दिस कमर्शियल एक्टिविटीज फाइनेंशियल एक्टिविटीज टेक्स प्लेस वेयर यू केम फ्रॉम अफ्रीका और बॉम्बई और लंदन, वो यहाँ नहीं, इट्स नॉट हियर. यहाँ जो लंदन से अमेरिका से मुंबई से गुजरात से किसी दूसरी जगह के लिए सफर किया है, दिस इज पीपल हैव कम हियर फ्रॉम लंदन, लंदन मीनिंग इंग्लैंड, the word London doesn't mean London itself, as if you use the word London to mean the whole of virtually United Kingdom. You come here from United Kingdom, you come from America, you come from Bombay, you come from Gujarat, and you have left some other business to come and do some other type of business here. Or is you see tujar ke amwal kya hai, and what is the currency of this particular business that you've come to do here. In Allah ka naam a'mal hai. The name of this currency is a'mal, deeds, actions. Is to say tijarat ke a'mal ye dunyavi dolat nahi hai. The currency of this other tijarat that you come for, it's not the worldly wealth that we see around us, balki और दूसरी दौलत है, दिस इज अ डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ वेल्थ, जिसकी तिजारत में हम घर से चले हैं, एंड दिस इज अ डिफरेंट टाइप ऑफ कॉमर्स दैट यू हैव लेफ्ट योर होम टू कम एंड स्टे हियर. अपनी तिजारी कारोबार को छोड़कर वो दौलत यू हैव लेफ्ट योर ओन पर्सनल बिजनेस एक्टिविटीज टू कम एंड इन्वॉल्व योरसेल्फ इन दिस पर्टिकुलर commercial activity. What is this? Subah ki namaz. You should be making your fajr namaz. Uske baad tilawat. After that, you should be reading your Quran Sharif. Tilawat ke baad ishraq. Then you will time for your ishraq namaz. Uske bhulne ka koi sawal bhi paida nahi hota. While in Jalalabad, while staying there in Afanka, there is just absolutely no question of you forgetting or leaving these things out. Kyunki dukaan par thora hi jana ki der lagegi. Yes, in Jalalabad, there's no such a thing that you've got to go and open a shop, that you're going to be late and you've got to rush or something. Yahan to ye tijarat hai jiske amwal ye amal hai. Here we are involved in that commerce where the currency is a'amal. So beyond kiye gaye hain, which have been mentioned previously. Phir ishraq kyun chote? Then what excuse or what reason have you got for leaving out ishraq? Just kyun chote? Chote. Uska kya matlab? Why are you leaving out your chaste numbers? What is the meaning of you leaving out your chaste numbers? Abhi you chote rehna hai to छुट्टे रहना है तो इधर से ये बेहसी और इधर का आसार से. अच्छा आई सालिक तेरी तलब मालूम होगी, बला तालिक को मतलू के हासिल करने में कसर बंदी कैसे. इफ यू हैव गॉट दोस ओवर हियर यू डोंट हैव दैट सेंस और अवेयरनेस टू बी डूइंग ऑल दिस देन वेयर आर यू गोइंग टू हैव एनी सेंस और अवेयरनेस of doing this when you go back. So this is the point, this is trying to point, that people go to the Hanka or go to the share, spend some time there, their full time must be devoted in following the share's instructions. If at that time, when you are with the share, the little time that you're there, you cannot concentrate fully on the program the share has put forth for you, when you're free of all your other problems, when you're free of your business worries, when you're free of your family responsibilities, if you can't breathe in, then when you go back, when you've got your other problems and other responsibilities, what chance is there that you're going to breathe in? One bit of advice I always give to people who go for Hajj or Umrah, when they want to know what advice can you give. So I always repeat this advice that I was given the first time I went for Hajj. First time I went for Hajj, I was completely green at that time. I was told when I'm Medina Sharif, I must meet Mullah Badi Alam's son, Mullah Abdul Hafsa. So I went to meet him. And he asked me, what am I doing? So I said, I'm a medical practitioner. He said, who should be off the practice? I said, I've got a local. So he says, told me that you have left somebody here, you are paying him. Yeah, how many hours is to work? 6-8 hours is to work. So you have sacrificed in 6 or 8 hours of your work to come here. If you don't substitute that 6 and 8 hours of work for 6 to 8 hours of ibadah, then you're wasting your time. You may as well go back and make some more money. I remember that, 1976. How many years now? Almost 50 years. Okay. So that's the advice I keep on repeating. Whatever business you had, whatever job you had, you've left it, going there now to this Mubarak place, don't waste it in socializing, in shopping, in all the other distractions that are there. Substitute that with so many hours of ibadah. Then you have made a real sacrifice. So, and if you can't do it then, when you've got no problems and you're free and you don't have business worries and other worries, then what chance is there that when you're going to come back, you're going to make half the ibadah that you were making then? Achha, ye salik, teri talab maloom ho gayi. So, if you are not making your ishraq and the program keeping to a charge, then as I say, fine, I've seen what type of sadiq you are. Right? Just looking for excuses not to do things you've been told to do. Right? And obviously, by now, everybody should know when is it that shaitan is tricking you, or your nafs is tricking you, or trying to find your excuses. Right? If a talib is a real talib, for some reason or other, he can't come at the stipulated time, he try and make an arrangement to come some other time. You won't look for excuses not to come, or not to do what he's supposed to do. Or if he's got illness or something, then he'll find out, sister, I've got this illness, what should I do? Can I make up for it? What can I do? So, Hazrat is saying here, Teri talab malum ho gayi. You can see how much talab you've got. Talib ko matlub ke hasil kan mein kasal mandi kaise? When a talib is trying to attain his objective, how can there be this laziness, the sahil kya, the slothness, how can that ever arise? Sahulat pasandi kaise? How is it that you just looking for ease and comfort, trying to dodge? Lihaza nasha vagara kake chaas parli. Therefore, if you are real talib, after you had your breakfast, etc., then you read your chaas. Charge ke baad mutala. After you charge so much, then you're going to read your study your kitabs. यहाँ मस्जिद में आने का दिन नहीं है, यहाँ आने का दिन अब मुकर्रर नहीं है, वो 10-5 मिनट को आ गए बैठ गए तो मुझे इनकार नहीं। इफ देर इज नो मस्जिद टेकिंग प्लेस एंड और इट्स अ डे वेर देर आर नो मस्जिद, सर्टेन डेज दैट हजरत डिडंट हैव एनी मस्जिद इन द मॉर्निंग, फ्राइडेज sometimes Thursdays as well, sometimes Mondays as well. Mondays was the, in the village they used to be have a auction of all the animals and things. So sometimes they didn't have it on, yeah, Friday obviously everybody went for Juma. Sometimes Thursday didn't have it. So if there's no majlis, then too, as is indicating that then too, 5-10 minutes just come in satya. Just come in satya. And of course, after Asr, just before Maghrib, Hazrat also didn't object if he was just to go in satya. So we used to go there. We used to, so certain period in Hazrat's life, he used to have a regular majlis after Asr. Especially when he was young and the students all used to come and we have a special majlis and a lot of his kitabs were read there. Futuh Sham and many others. Initially, when I was there, I remember also Hazrat reading after Asr, but at other times the Asr Majlis didn't take place. But then too, Hazrat didn't object to us coming and sitting there in the Majlis Khana, just while Hazrat busy with his work, seeing to his correspondence, we would just sit there. Making zikr very silently, obviously, making zikr or muraqabah or whatever. So this is acceptable and this is, I've got no objection to you doing this. I will stop there. Just read a little bit from the correspondence of Mawlana Abdullah Sahib as well. He writes, جو بھی ارشاد عالی ہوگا اس پر انشاءاللہ تعالیٰ عمل کروں گا. Whatever حضرت رحمتہ اللہ has to instructions اللہ تعالیٰ حضرت رحمتہ اللہ were to give, he would carry this on انشاءاللہ. حضرت ایسے تبلیغ دین کی راہ کا بے غور مطالعہ 3 دفعہ ہو. تبلیغ دین امام غزالی رحمتہ اللہ نے studied thoughtfully, pondering over it, and study it 3 times. Intibaq behor ho. Ponder over it and try and apply it to yourself. So that is the instructions of the recital of reading Tabligh Deen. I believe I was sent an email to let me know that country Mala Qazi is busy translating the Urdu into English. I don't know when it will be ready. So that's one of the kitabs that we have been told to study, and I think we did read it here on Wednesday as well. Remember? As far as dua is concerned, badal dua here, istiqamat deen ba amal haro. Allah grant you istiqamat in deen with the a'mal hal and by practicing on your state that you are in. Allah Ta'ala afiyat rakhim. May Allah Ta'ala keep you with afiyat. Then he writes back, Tabligh deen ka mutala phir se shuru kar chuka hu. I have started studying Tabligh Deen from the beginning again. Har mazmoon ka behor mutala inshallah ta'ala karunga. Every subject that I read, I will ponder over it and ek ek khalq ko itibaq ke saath itlaq karta rahunga. And every characteristic that is mentioned there or every chapter that is mentioned there, I will apply to myself and I will inform Hazrat about it. Ittila. Allah Ta'ala ilm al-nafa tamkeen farmai. May Allah Ta'ala grant you in nafya, in tamkeen, that means equanimity, serenity, tranquility. So you can see two of the most important duties of a murid, ittila wa ittiba. Ittila wa ittiba. He should keep on informing the sheikh of his condition, positive or negative, and he should carry out the sheikh's instructions according to the way the sheikh has said, and keep on informing him of his progress. These are very important advices. Allah gave us all proper understanding of these important principles that have been mentioned there, and Allah give us the tawfiq to practice on these, and Allah give us istiqamah in the Quran. Anybody wants to take some copies of Munajat Maqbool for the masjid, they are welcome to take. Or any other masjid where you feel there isn't a copy, take one or two copies for each masjid. Big masjid, take two copies. Small masjid, one copy, I think. There are others available as well, so just have to check.